sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. Sometimes a really talented person can get lost in the background behind other very talented performers. And that's how I neglected the wonderful Gary Walters. I got to know his music as part of my deep engagement with Carrie Newcomer. And it took an explicit announcement by Carrie at one of their concerts to alert me of Gary's other work, including his newest album, The COVID Sessions. In addition to his powerful accompaniment with folk musician Carrie, Gary's chops and flavors include jazz, classical, and much more. Thanks to Andrew Jansen for production assistance today. Also, there is a full uncut version of this interview on northernspiritradio.org with 10 more minutes of this visit. Right now, Gary Walters joins me via Zoom from Indianapolis, Indiana. Gary, thank you so much for joining me for Song of the Soul.
Thanks for inviting me.
It was wonderful. I guess it was a concert where Carrie was mentioning your new album that you had put out. And I said, well, why haven't I got around to interviewing him? I've interviewed her, I don't know, 5-6 times, whatever it is. So how many recordings have you put out that have your name on the leadership?
Actually, just 3 so far. I came to self-promotion late in life. and pretty much it's the fault of Carrie Newcomer.
She forced you to promote yourself?
She started talking up my original songs to me when we were like on road trips, you know, on the way to gigs and all that business. And she kept saying around, I don't know, probably around 2008 or so, like, hey, you know, you ought to do an album. And I'd say, nobody wants to hear me, blah, 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 you know. So I kept putting her off. And finally committed in early 2010 to putting out my first album, and I did it as a solo project. She was very much involved in at least a consulting mentoring process, but having been a part of many people's albums prior to that, and in fact co-leading on some of them, it was not totally new to me, but the notion of keeping my ego up front and center.
Not easy?
No, it's not easy. It's not even my preference in life. I prefer the humble guy in the shadows. Please don't pay attention to me. I'm just back here. Kind of an approach to my life.
You know, I've noticed that when I've been at your concerts with Carrie. She's very happy to shine over to you. And you look pleasant and all, but it's like, no, back over to her.
Yeah, she's been working on me for 20 plus years on that regard, and I'm much better than I used to be. But I, you know, one of the things I've always thought of myself as being good at is an accompanist. That's been true ever since I was a kid in high school. I accompanied other friends who were singers and or in Indiana, they have what they call solo and ensemble contests. So students who are learning and studying their classical instruments would then go to this contest and be judged. 2010 was the first time I did an album. I did it solo. My parents were both still alive then. So I even closed the album out by putting one song that my dad always loved me to play and one song my mother always loved me to play. And then a couple of other things that were originals and a couple of other songs that were just the jazz artists that I've always admired and wanted to perform their songs, and titled it Moments in Time because it was that sort of, here's where I am in my life as a musician and here's where I'm, what I'm thinking of. And I don't know, and I think you wrote in the liner notes, I haven't looked at them in a long time, but I don't know if this is my first album or my last album. So here it is. Have at it as you will. And, so that's how things got started. And again, I have to blame Carrie for that. And I postponed again until 2017 But in the meantime, I was also doing other album projects with other artists locally. This album where you have the song House Is Not a Home was an album that I was asked to both write arrangements for and perform with Erin Benedict. She's somebody here locally that I work with in the jazz vein more. And also the song with Oopsie Daisy was on an album with the Icarus Ensemble, which is a group that I co-led. And both of those albums took place in that gap between 2010 and my next solo album, which was The Way Through in 2017.
That's a little bit of how you came to be, to write some of your own songs. You don't do a lot of jazzy stuff with Carrie, that I've heard, at least. Mm-hmm. But I think jazz is somewhere deep inside you.
Yeah, it is. The case is that I, as a young man, I have an older brother, 5 years older than I, who was studying trumpet in grade school, high school, and he brought home a couple different albums when he was still in high school. And at that point, I would have still been a grade school kid, but studying piano. And one of the albums was Peter Nero, a piano player that in his later career was known for the schmaltzy Summer of 42 and big orchestrated saccharine kind of stuff. But in his beginning years, he was had a jazz trio like so many piano players in New York City and recorded several albums. So my brother Bill brought home one of those albums. And then the next one he brought home was Dave Brubeck's Time Out album, which includes the famous Take Five on it. And that became a really fascinating album for me. And he and I would sit and listen to it and tap our foot to the different time signatures and kind of get a better understanding of it. So I'm doing that in high school. I'm playing piano for classical people. I have a bunch of friends, as you know, at that time, these were the early years of the great singer-songwriters like James Taylor, Carole King, Cat Stevens, Jackson Brown, etc., etc. All the wonderful artists who were just building a career at that time. And so all of us high school guys were listening to that stuff. I had several friends who were guitar players who sang, and I would play piano and they would do those songs. And so I had a love for that. I had a love for my classical. And the big secret is that I'm actually was a, in undergraduate years, my study was in percussion, not piano.
Well, let's get started with your music. Again, folks, we're speaking with Gary Walters. You'll find him in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where home is. Although I imagine with all the people he collaborates with, they pull him in many directions. I know I've seen him in person in Wisconsin and in Minnesota. Did you have a part in the live performances of Betty's Diner? I almost came for that. I almost drove down to be part of that. Carrie comped me some tickets, but then COVID hit.
Yeah, that was the second time we were going to get a chance to have it performed. So, but yeah, that was too bad because Carrie and I were looking forward to seeing what a different production would be like. You know, we had the run up at Purdue, Lafayette, Indiana, for a couple weeks or whatever it was that we did the show. But yes, Mark, I was, you know, she first approached me and said, hey, my friend Rick Thomas wants to do this as a musical, and he's already written the script for it. And really, I think we've got it honed down, but we need a music director. And you know my music better than anybody. So how about you do that? So I had not been a musical theater music director ever. But yes, I had the intimate knowledge of their music. And I thought, well, if anybody can safeguard it, I can. So I wrote the arrangements. We had, of course, accommodate singers who weren't necessarily in Carrie Newcomer's vocal range. So songs had to be rewritten in different ways. And I had put together this whole book of the music for the show and conducted the rehearsals, the vocal rehearsals, then conducted the band throughout the run of the show. We had two guitar players, a bass player, and a drummer, along with myself. And we were able to make it all work that way. And the cast did a pretty good job. This being Purdue, it was a combined student and faculty performance. And they were, and the faculty members weren't theater faculty. They were just people who loved to do musical theater and happened to work at Purdue. So, but it was great. It was fun.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm looking forward to someday seeing that performance. But right now, let's get to the music of Gary Walters. I'm thinking that my Song of the Soul listeners are feeling a little bit impatient with me for not dragging you in that direction. There is so much I want to learn about you, really. I'm just getting to know you, and I'm so happy to do that. So, well, how should we start your Song of the Soul?
Maybe we should go with Oopsie Daisy first.
Is this a phrase you use, actually?
Well, no, this is a phrase that my mother used on us. And I heard her use it if she maybe dropped something and it spilled. I heard her use it if one of a baby that, grandbaby or whatever was around her and made a little mess of some sort. But if one of us as little kids ever dropped or spilled something, we didn't get that gentle oopsie daisy comment from mom. It was a little more disciplined than that, but it was a wonderful little phrase that oftentimes when I'm writing an instrumental piece of music, which that's all I write in general, I don't always have a title when I start. I sometimes have the idea, the musical idea that I want, and then as I was developing the song, I realized that I think Oopsie Daisy would be a good title for it. That's how the title came about.
Well, and this song, Oopsie Daisy, is performed with the group that Gary Walters co-led, the Icarus Ensemble, a group he was with from 2008 to 2017. Here is Oopsie Daisy. As I was listening to Gary Walter's song, Oopsie Daisy, I was trying to find the spot in there where something was dropped or where, that something was spilled or whatever. I don't think I found it, but you probably know the moment with your fingers.
Yeah, I think actually there's a couple spots that one could attribute to dropping something in that whole, what in jazz world we refer to as the head, or the melody of the song.
Our guest today is Gary Walters, Gary A. Walters, if you want to know all the way through the center. His website, where you can track down a lot about him, is at GaryWaltersPiano.com. Of course, because he collaborates with so many other musicians, you can find him mentioned and featured in a number of other places. But Gary Walters Piano is the main place. So come to NordenspiritRadio.org, my site, and you'll find the links. You also find a lot of songs that Carrie Newcomer performs. I've interviewed her 5 or 6 times, and his piano will be in there.
That's true.
So you'll find him before, although he hasn't been named much. It's about time we got around to this. Now, again, that was Oopsie Daisy and the Icarus Ensemble. They stopped in 2017. What happened?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about the group because I was going to say a little bit about them anyway. But, the Icarus Ensemble, the bass player, Peter Hansen, and I, we had met. Peter is now a retired member of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra bass section, but he liked to do a little freelance work when he could in the jazz world. And I was in a quartet for a number of years, Carter Markowitz Quartet. We played around town and actually ended up putting an album together many, many years back. And Peter would come and be the sub bass player once in a while. And Chuck Carter, who was the co-leader of the group that Peter was subbing with us, approached Peter and I once after some gig and said, "Hey, I want to put together a group that leans more towards like Paul Winter Consort or Oregon, which Paul was a part of as well. And I think that'd be cool to do," which struck both of us oddly because Chuck, most of the things he loved to play with the groups that group I was in with him was Coltrane and Ornette Coleman and Thelonious Monk and, some of the more aggressive bebop jazz guys. So when he says, "I want to do something in the Paul Winter Consort vein," is like, well, that's quite a head turn, but sure, why not? And unfortunately, Chuck passed away before he had a chance to experience that with us. So Peter and I decided we were going to create this group as sort of a tribute to Chuck. And Peter had a bunch of original material. I had a bunch of original material. We brought in other members of the symphony orchestra. The assistant concertmaster at the time was Dean Franca. And Dean had some improvisation skills, so he was interested. Mark Ortwein is still the principal contrabassoonist and assistant principal bassoonist. I believe I have all that right. I don't know. But he plays bassoon in the Indianapolis Symphony, but he also plays all the woodwinds, so saxophones and clarinets and so forth as well. And he likes to electrify his bassoon. So he runs it through an effects pedal board and all that stuff to make wilder noises than what a bassoon even is capable of on its own. And then John Crabill was a percussionist for us who played in the Indianapolis Symphony as well. So the long and short is that was another element of why my diverse taste in music represented for me. I was able to work with players who had classical background, but who were interested in trying to play jazz. And Peter and I wrote music that was not traditional jazz, including Oopsie Daisy, and thought it would fit in with the membership that we had there. And in fact, it did. And we performed around the area, maybe around even central Indiana area, you would say, for a number of years. But the big challenge was just to book them was that they all had their full-time symphony gig. So you couldn't just like, "Hey, I'm just going to skip this weekend, maestro." So the bookings were kind of relatively sparse. They were always good gigs and great concert performances and so forth. And so the group finally disbanded because, fortunately, Dean Franca, the violinist in particular, was not able to perform anymore. In fact, he took early retirement from the symphony. He was having some difficulties with his hand, and he didn't feel like he was able to play the violin to his own personal standards. So he opted to leave that and, of course, left the group. The group members each had their own other projects going. It just seemed like a natural time to close the door on that group. That's how it came to an end.
That makes sense. again, that was Oopsie Daisy, which was performed by the Icarus Ensemble that Gary Walters was just talking about. Let's go on to some more of your music right away.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead with My Foolish Heart, even though that's the newest of this collection. The reason being is because it's performed by myself and Peter Hansen, the very bass player I was just referring to from the Icarus Ensemble. During COVID, I was able to do some online shows with Carrie, but otherwise, to find a way to perform with folks locally was a trick. You know, we did a couple driveway concerts. We did a couple of backyard concerts with friends. And Peter was one of the guys that I did that with, along with one of the drummers on this same COVID session project. But I finally just thought by, I don't know, September of 2020 or so, hey, if you guys got time, let's go into the studio. And it's a big space. We won't be breathing on each other anyway. It should work out well. And so we did that. When it came around to recording My Foolish Heart, this was an arrangement I'd actually done for a vocalist many years ago. But I thought Peter plays that instrument so well, it would be nice to hear him play this melody. And we decided after a couple takes to ask the drummer to not play. And it came down just to being the duo, just Peter and I. So My Foolish Heart, of course, is an old Richard Rodgers song from, I don't even remember the musical anymore. It goes way back, though, into the 50s.
The last notes of it in particular echo from having heard that.
Yeah.
The song is My Foolish Heart. It's performed here by the Gary Walter Trio, or trios. There's been different versions of. It's from the COVID sessions from back in 2021. They recorded it. Here's My Foolish Heart. Thank you.
I figure, folks, you recognize the tune, My Foolish Heart, by Richard Rodgers, but performed here by Gary Walter Trio. It's a Gary Walter's trio, but you said that there were only two of you playing. That confuses me. Wouldn't it be the Gary Walter's duo?
Yes, but the album is two different trios, thus the plural version of Gary Walter's trios. And this is the only song that is a duo. So, you know, I just thought, let people figure that out on their own.
Well, that's why I'm trying to help you folks. Again, this is Song of the Soul. I'm Mark Helpsmeet, but our guest is Gary Walters. His website, GaryWaltersPiano.com. The link is on my site, NorthernSpiritRadio.org, with all of my interviews and programs that I've done, both Song of the Soul and Spirit in Action, of the past almost 20 years. This summer it'll be 20 years we've been doing this, syndicated across the United States, and of course available on all your podcast sites as well. So please check out NorthernSpiritRadio.org. Find the stations near you who are carrying our programs. Depends if you're listening online. You can always listen directly via NorthernSpiritRadio.org to all of these programs. And there's so many, hundreds and even thousands of talented guests and social activists on our Spirit in Action program, and so much wealth here, because our objective is to help make this world a better place. You can do that with a song, and you can do it with the work of your hands. So please check out NorthernSpiritRadio.org, post a comment when you visit, and donate to support us. Unlike Gary and so many other guests that I have here, I don't go out and do live gigs. You're listening to my live gig. And so please support us. We can't lift up these voices without your help. And fundraising is ever harder these days because there's so much competition. And I think people are actually drained by all the political demands upon them, both donate to me and also here's a cause. And a lot of people are shutting down. They need someone to cure their foolish heart, I think, is at this point. And Gary Walters helps to do that. Let's go on to more music from Gary. What's up next, Gary?
Why don't we listen to A House Is Not a Home? This was a fun project for me and a good challenge musically as well. Erin Benedict is it's actually her album. And Erin, I first met maybe 20 years ago now when she hired me to be a part of her, it was a trio plus her, performing jazz service for a Presbyterian church here in Indianapolis. They called it Sunday at 6. It was probably a slightly abbreviated version of their morning service. But they asked us as a jazz trio with Erin to perform the hymns with a little bit of a jazz tinge to them. It became a lot of fun, and all three of the players of the trio, myself and Chris Pyle and Steve Dockin, are on the album that Erin ended up producing. She wanted some things in the same group setting with the trio plus, some with adding the saxophone, Mike Strickland, that's on there. And then she said to me, hey, would you be interested in writing an orchestra version for me of House Is Not a Home, plus one other song that's on the album? And so it was a great fun challenge for me musically to do. And I still enjoy hearing this particular version of it. And I've had many compliments from other folks through the years. We recorded this back in 2016. And so it's been around a little while now at this point. It's hard to believe this already been 9 years. But Erin and I still work together. Nowadays, we're doing a church service for Disciples of Christ group. Same format, same idea, except these guys are, we're meeting on Thursday nights, of all things, for a Disciples of Christ church service. But we still do the same business of jazzing up the hymns a little bit and otherwise experiencing the worship service.
Well, this song is A House Is Not a Home. It's actually a Burke Bacharach and Hal David song from the film, A House Is Not a Home. That's where it originally came out, and there's all kinds of folks who've covered it and made it before, but the version you're listening to here is the one that Gary Walters worked on with Erin Benedict. Aaron Benedict's album, Away. So here is A House Is Not a Home.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair.
Gary Walters has collaborated with and performed with a whole wide variety of artists. That artist he was performing with there put it on her album. Her name is Erin Benedict, and the album was Away. The song was A House Is Not a Home. Folks, Song of the Soul, as it goes over the radio station airwaves, is a 55-minute program. But frequently when I'm talking to someone like Gary Walters, there's so much more I want to hear and discuss with Gary that I will have on my website, nordenspiritradio.org, the uncut version. So please visit there to hear the uncut version of this program. Let's go on to some more of Gary Walters' music. You've done a lot on your own. You've done a lot with other people. You've done full score compositions. On your website, it lists, how many is this? 8 of them, I think. These are compositions you've done.
Yes.
So you're connecting with people musically everywhere.
Well, as I mentioned, I have a lot of different types of music that I like and have always liked. And as a composer of instrumental music, which is the only thing I do, I got into this thing of deciding I really wanted to write for small chamber groups. And so I have examples of that work like a clarinet trio. I have an example of a percussion group of a marimba and vibraphone duo. I have a string quartet, in fact, that's fairly new that isn't on there, that my friend Peter, again, the bass player, he also has a string quartet, and we intend to get a performance of that quartet, his as well as mine, in the coming year, some point in this year, because I truly find the chance to sit and focus on composition to just be very rewarding for me. And in my early years performing and being a musician, I didn't have the chance to devote as much time to the classical realm of that composition. I wrote a lot of times for jazz styles, and I have a lot of the material from in jazz vein, but the chance to do something in the classical world is something I'm doing as my later in life exploration.
Well, folks, if you do go to GaryWaltersPiano.com, you'll find more information connection on this. And Gary would be happy to have you perform some of these compositions.
Yes.
You'll find the linkage there on GaryWaltersPiano.com. Let's go on to more music from Gary Walters. What's next?
I think it'd be nice to play Energy of Hope next. This piece was specifically written for a spoken word music project that Carrie and I were doing with Parker Palmer. He and Carrie, of course, had a relationship before I met him, but we wanted to get out into the world and do speaking and music performance tours with Parker, both with his Healing the Heart of Democracy book and, I'm forgetting the name of the other project, but we had two different spoken word projects, and Energy of Hope was written as a transitional part of this program to lead from the last thing that Parker said into the next segment that actually started with Carrie and I doing another song. So that's where Energy of Hope came from. The effort on my part was to get something that would be both thoughtful and yet provide a sense of hope to people instrumentally. So whenever I would introduce the song to the audience, I would always say, you kind of have to close your eyes and imagine what this might be like to you. And you may interpret it differently than what I interpret. But that's the beauty of instrumental music, is that one can have multiple ways of looking at it.
It does feel to me that right now, so many people in our country need the energy of hope in the face of great adversaries right now, adversarial conditions.
Agreed.
So folks, we're fortunate to have Gary Walters here sharing his song, Energy of Hope. Thank you. That wonderful music comes to us via Gary Walters on his solo album from 2017. The Way Through is the album. The song is The Energy of Hope, needed more now than for many years. So please, let's transmute some of that music that Gary Walters is bringing to us into the way we live on this planet at this point. So please, carry the energy of hope forward. Again, Gary Walters is here. His website, GaryWaltersPiano.com. As always, linked to all of my guests on NorthernSpiritRadio.org. There's something you mentioned a bit earlier in the interview, Gary, that I wanted to follow up on. You talked about going to the Presbyterian Church, doing some performances, and I think this was with Aaron Benedict. First Presbyterian churches and then Disciples of Christ performing these modified hymns and such. You and I are both the same age, and that means that for me, growing up in the late 60s, folk masses were a thing. I didn't hear you performing any folk masses. Is that because piano wasn't the thing? You had to have a guitar to do that?
Yeah. There is a Catholic church here in Indianapolis that for many years had a folk mass service like that. And it was, I don't know, 47 guitar players. a huge swath of guitars up there. And along with a woman that I actually knew who played marimba.
Okay.
And so my wife and I did go there once just to witness the service and said, well, now we've witnessed it. But, I've done these kind of services with Aaron, and we've never been invited to the Catholic Church to do it, but we've done it for, like I said, the Presbyterians for many years, and then currently we're doing it for some Disciples of Christ. And in the summer months, we'll also do one for the Church of England. The Episcopal Church here in town has a garden service outdoors in the summer months. That's kind of a courtyard area. It's a beautiful little spot. And so we do a short, abbreviated service out there with them also in the summer. So we're hitting them all.
Could you do a Southern Baptist church as well? I'm just not sure if that's your style. But
I know how to play that style. As I mentioned, in my lifetime, I have played gospel as well. But I don't think they're ever going to invite the jazz guy to come play their services.
Well, I think that, Gary, it's about time to wrap things up. So one more song, and we'll send off our listeners for Song of the Soul. Where do we go?
My collaborative song with Carrie. Through the years with Carrie, I'd say in the last 8 to 10 years, we occasionally would get together and see if we could write a song together. And there are many abandoned songs out there that she and I have attempted and decided no. But when we got a chance to sit down together to write Handing Over Time, things just really lined up nicely. Coincidentally, and she usually tells this story in our concerts, but I went down to her home in outside Bloomington. She was out in the woods there and has a beautiful covered porch, looks out over her pond. So I brought my keyboard down and we set up outside on the porch, and her two dogs were out there with us, and the birds were running around, and we eventually came up with Handing Over Time. And I'm really, really proud of the song, and she seems to always enjoy it. So we've been putting that on the program for a couple years now.
There's much more we could say about the song and this one. I was trying to envision for myself the part you play with respect to Carrie and creating music. Her voice, I mean, she's such a compelling person. And I don't know, but I get the sense that in private, she's as lovely a person as she is on stage. I only think that it's because of your gentle force and her gentle force that they can work together to create something together this beautiful. It couldn't come out from someone who is trying to batter their way to the ears of the listeners.
Yeah.
So I think there's an amazing chemistry in that kind of, I'd call it loving energy for that matter, loving energy that you create here together. again, you've got so many collaborations, Gary, and we've featured a few of them here today, but people should be going to GaryWaltersPiano.com, track down more of the work that Gary's doing. But right now, I think we're going to conclude with The Handing Over Time, co-written by Cary Newcomer and Gary Walters. It's on the album Until Now. We'll have some links on that on NordenSpiritRadio.org. But mainly, I just love the fact that I get to see you and talk to you right here today for Song of the Soul. Thank you so much for bringing your music, and thank you for supporting the good in the world. We didn't even talk about your environmentalism. We didn't talk about so many other parts that are worth knowing for the world. So I do hope that folks will track you down and find out more about that. Thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you, Mark.
Again, we end with The Handing Over Time, co-written Gary Walters, Cary Newcomer, performed on the album Until Now. Listen deeply, change the world deeply, and we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul, The Handing Over Time.
The creek bed dries and then it fills. The shadows lengthen as shadows will. The last wild roses go to seed. The summer birds, they take their lead as the light goes golden, golden. Curtains of leaves stripped away. The fields are filled with wheels of hay. The elephants fade to gray. At least the ones who choose to stay, as the light goes golden, golden. Something there, right in my palm. It was here, and then it's gone. The creek bed dries and then it fills. The shadows lengthen as shadows will, as the light goes golden, golden. Here we are, here I am, here we stand in the handing over time. All that shines, all that rust, in the light and borrowed dust.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.